hello again, pet listeners. WPET Radio and Lick Magazine are proud to present Ms. Fiona Robertson, CEO and founder of Newfoundland, a premium pet health supplement company based in New Zealand. And it's way top of the hour in New Zealand. And Fiona is so kind to get up very, very early in the wee hours to chat with us on WPET Radio. Newfoundland develops and manufactures human-grade supplements and treats for pets, providing custom solutions for specific ailments and enhancing the lives of special needs pets everywhere. The Newfoundland brand continues in its quest to enhance pets' lives with their dedicated and continued research and to expand their unique product line with exciting healthcare solutions to create the best life for your fur baby. Fiona, thank you for coming on the show. Tell us about your background and why you decided to create this incredible product line. Is it, by accident, intention, or a little bit of both?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here, and it's a combination of both, I think. The passion for my fur babies and the journey that Rosie's brought me along as one of my Newfoundlands has just enabled me to help a lot of fur babies around the world. I got Rosie, I bred Rosie actually, when I was, in my third generation of Newfoundland. So we had our first one from Australia. And so I'd been working as a vet nurse and I'd bred my Newfoundlands and I knew a little bit about the health. And she was diagnosed when it was time to spay her with a condition called DCM, which is dilated cardiomyopathy, which is a terminal condition, but it's over a period of time. And the vet, the cardio vet we went to see, said, you'd be lucky if you got 8 months with her. And we were really, really fortunate. We got 3 years with her, which was amazing. And at the time, I'd said to the vet, which was my light bulb moment, which I wasn't aware of at that stage, that she was going to take me on this amazing journey. What can I do to help her to give a really good quality of life, knowing that it was a terminal condition? And he said, I guess you can try some fish oil.
It's amazing. It started with your dog, and now you have this incredible company that's helping so many other animals. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I was just going to say, so that's how I ended up going and finding a really good quality fish that, that has helped her and bringing that oil. There was no pet oil on the market at the time in New Zealand, and I wanted something that was sustainable, and I wanted an oil that was going to help a lot of other animals. If it was to help Rosie, why not? And that's how the Hokie came about. It's only found around New Zealand, and we've been able to help.
I never heard of Hokie before, and you had mentioned it to me the other day. Why? It's just a New Zealand fish?
Yeah, so it's in two big schools of fish, mostly around the south coast of New Zealand, one on the west coast and one on the east coast towards the Chatham Islands a bit. And most of it is fish between the strait of the North and the South Island of New Zealand. It's quota managed and driven, so everything is done under government management, the amount that we can fish from the sea. It is overseen by MSC, which is Marine Stewardship Council, which is a global sustainable organisation which manages the ocean's fish and helps promote sustainability with all breeds. And this particular fish, the Hokie, was the first New Zealand sustainable fish, and we're in the top 5 countries in the world for sustainability when it comes to fishing. So
wow, that's fantastic. Can you like tell us some of the products in the line, like the product brand names and what they do,
The first product that came to market that we brought in was our Hokie oil, which is directly from the fish and which is where it got its name from. It's from the liver of the fish, so we refine the oil out of the liver, and this is what I originally fed to Rosie. From there we went to the Omega Eye, which is our astaxanthin product. So that's got the astaxanthin with the Hokie. So you're getting the antioxidant as well as the high omegas. The thing with Hokie is it's got a high EPA level and a high DHA level, which are the really important parts of your omegas that you need. to help your body, help your cognitive function, help your brain, you know, that's your cognitive function, your brain work, support the inflammation in your immune system, which then in turn decreases the symptoms of arthritis in the animal.
This sounds like something that human beings should be taking, not just dogs.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Nobody has enough omegas in their body. It doesn't matter what you do, unless you're, you know, consuming lots and lots of fish daily. But yeah, omegas are extremely important for all mammals. And they have to be consumed. You can't make it naturally in your body. You need to consume them. We have a lot of foods out there, and people put omegas in them, but often it's not the quantity of omegas that are required. And depending on the way in which they put them into the foods, it can be a product that is not an easy product, especially in an oil format, to put a lot of it into a food directly, because it can taint the food or it can oxidise, or you're better off adding extras at time of feeding, you know, liquidation, which is why we brought the oil. Then we could control the dose and we could work out how much we were giving and what could be a good guideline for her.
Do you have any new products that you're working on now, or is this a secret? I mean, is there people come to you because it's kind of like now you're like this incredible healing doctor that you can do things that regular vets can't do. I mean, you extended your life by many years. That's pretty incredible.
It's amazing, but we like to think of our company as working alongside vets. So we like our products to work alongside with what a vet's doing, rather than being a vet replacement, because there's nothing, in that space that can really replace a vet. We like to work collaboratively with vets, and we have a lot of vets on our books that work with us collaboratively. We have the oils, so we have the Omega Eye and we have the Hoki oil in different sizes, and we have our treats that have been on the market just recently, and we do have a new product coming up this year, which is a little bit special. It's really exciting. We're launching it towards the end of September in New Zealand and probably a month or so later in the US. So that's really exciting. It's a little bit secret, but let's just say it's based around Hoki. We like to be able to use the whole fish. So we use the liver and the oil. We use the flesh and the treats. And this product is using the rest of the fish, and we're really excited to be able to tell that story soon.
Do you think this is going to be your most popular product in the line, or do you think that the Hoki oil is the one that most people go for? And how do people get it in the United States? I mean, I know you're kind of just foraging into this marketplace now.
Mm-hmm. So we can drop ship to anybody that would either like to stock it or would like to purchase it directly from us, or we are available on Amazon Prime at the moment. So, our favourite product, I'm not sure. Yeah, I think our new one, to me, our new product coming on board could be really exciting, could be the most. We've done quite a bit of research in it. We've done a couple of Facebook Lives on it. We've done some really good taste testing with it, and it's got high palatability amongst our subjects, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm. How did you come up with the Newfoundland's name? Is that because I know you breed Newfoundland dogs? Is it a combination of being in like New Zealand and doing the dogs? Because you had a dog in heat last night, or something was going on in your house. It was like unbelievable barking, and everything was going on. I'm so glad it didn't happen during the show.
Yeah, well, we're all sleeping in. We're not morning people in this household, so we're all sound asleep at the moment, which is lovely. I don't breed a lot. I breed very rarely, actually. But yes, I basically breed when I want another Newfoundland for myself, and all of our dogs are registered with the New Zealand Kennel Club, so we had to come up with a Kennel Club name, and then one of the names I put forward was Newfoundland. It was just, you know, a bit of fun, really, to shorten the name of Newfoundland.
It's a great name. So, Fiona, believe it or not, the time just went by so quickly. Would you be so kind to give us your website address and social media information so people can reach out to you and buy your fabulous product?
Sure. So we're on Facebook, Newfoundland. We're on Twitter, Pinterest. Most of the social media networks you find will be on. Our website is www.newfoundlands.com. Pretty easy to find, as long as you remember it's Newfoundland's, a shortened of Newfoundland, so N-E-W-F-L-A-N-D-S, our products of the year. And yeah, we really would love to hear from you and love to speak to you about them.
Well, thank you very much, Fiona. We appreciate having you on the show. It's always a pleasure chatting with you. And I'm sure we'll chat again between ourselves very soon. I'm going to have to take a plane out and see you one of these days and see all the doggies and experience the Hokie oil and meet Miss Fiona in person. Until then, have a wonderful day, bright, sunny, and bushy tail since it's so early over there, and we will see you soon. Thank you for being on our show.
Thank you for having me.